This is Shamir Young, bringing you the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast. Listen in as award-winning photographers discuss how they find opportunities, market their talent, and overcome mistakes to become respected, ever-advancing professional creatives. You'll also hear about their hard-learned lessons, as well as tips for making awesome images. You ready to take your photography business to the next level? Let's do it. And if you haven't already, be sure to pick up your free photography business bundle at prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle. It's 4 weeks of helpful free gifts delivered every 7 days directly to your email inbox. The first thing you'll get is the PDF e-guide titled 12 Common Business Tips and Mistakes Photographers Wish They'd Known Before Going Pro. And believe me, I've made quite a few of these mistakes myself. After that, you'll get a new free gift every week that will help you propel your photography business forward. So head on over to prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle and get yours today. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review in iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews I get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. And I want to reach as many people as possible. So again, please leave a review. I really appreciate it. All right, let's get to the interview. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this solo episode where today I want to talk about some practical advice that you can apply to your photography business. I love the interviews. The interviews are awesome, but I do want to take a couple moments and talk about some specific actionable items that you can take for your business. And today I want to talk about the SWOT analysis that you should do on yourself. Some of you may have heard of this, some of you may not have heard of this, but basically the SWOT analysis helps you determine your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats. I believe it's super important that you do this for your photography business so that you're aware of where you are the strongest as far as your skill set goes and what you should focus on doing for your business. And also, being aware of your weaknesses will help you know where you need to focus attention in order to either strengthen those weaknesses or outsource those weaknesses. You need to be aware of the opportunities within you, say within your local area. If you're trying to break into a certain type of photography, you also need to know the threats in your life. And so I'm going to walk through these four principles quickly, and I'll probably share a few things from my own SWOT analysis. And I do want to preface this by saying that you are an individual that is growing and you're learning and you're evolving and your business is growing and learning and evolving. So even if you do your SWOT analysis once, know that you should probably do it again and revise it. And, you know, you could do it like once a quarter, actually, which I recommend, because you're not the same person that you were 10 years ago, right? You're probably not the same person that you were 1 year ago. And so for those of you who have never done a SWOT analysis, this may be your first time thinking about it, but do revisit this a few months down the line and keep it updated. So number one, with the SWOT analysis, you have your strengths. So these are things that you are naturally good at. And so think about this for you. And so just a few examples for me, I'm intelligent. I catch on quickly. And so as far as learning new photography software, for example, I am totally good at that. And really, full disclosure, years ago when I was in art school, I learned how to use Photoshop before I ever picked up a camera. And so that's just my background. And so even learning new software today, it's like second nature for me. So learning how to use new software has never been an issue for me. And it's helpful for my photography business because as I'm taking photos, I'm staying on top of the latest software out there that really helped my photography. My photos look better than ever. So that's for me. I'm resourceful as well. So as far as finding resources to improve my business, whether that be email marketing, so keeping in touch with clients via web forms that they fill in on my site and then they get regular emails from me, or even automating my business, certain aspects of automation, be it partially automating social media, which I don't think you should fully automate social media. but partially are automating that. So like if I have a blog post go out, I'm resourceful in finding ways to make sure that blog post is broadcast out to Facebook and Twitter, for example. I'm resourceful as far as finding help. So finding assistants to help me and editors to help me and even editors for this podcast. I don't find it intimidating to start working with a person and hiring them on as an assistant, not an employee, but as an assistant to help with the editing of the podcast episodes. So those are just a few of my strengths. And so look at yours. And so for you, you may have a super creative eye when it comes to creating photos. That's a strength. You may be able to spot the potential in a scene right away and see this awesome vision in your eye of the photo that you should take. And then you go and you make that photo happen. That is absolutely a strength that you should write down and document. Maybe one of your strengths is dream casting for your business. So as far as creating goals for where you want your business to go and getting excited about that, that's absolutely a strength, because for a business to thrive, you need to have vision. So write that down. Or maybe one of your strengths is staying organized. That's a huge one. That's absolutely huge. Not one of my strengths, by the way, but maybe it's one of yours. Well, you're great at organizing your details, be it your paperwork or even staying organized on your computer. That is a strength, because an organized business is necessary in order for it to survive and be sustainable. So if that is a strength, write it down. All right, next I want to talk about weaknesses. Now, these are areas that you may need to work on. It's important to be aware of your weaknesses, because when you know what your weaknesses are, you can take steps to educate yourself through online courses or books or blogs or podcasts, or it may be something that you need to hand off to someone else. So I'm going to share. One of my weaknesses is actually staying organized. Since we were just talking about that previously, I am so not organized. And I mean, even just looking around my office, which my office has come a long way. I'm taking steps to get more organized, but stacks of paper in certain spots where I need to clean up. And if I'm trying to find a certain piece of information, I have to dig through some physical stacks of paper, or even on my computer. If you were to see my laptop desktop right now, it's a little bit cluttered, which this may seem like a little thing, but when you're trying to find a certain piece of information, be it a past contract from a client, for example, or a model release form, or for me, a particular type of logo that I need to upload to my photography website, it takes time. When you're not organized, things take longer to do. You lose certain pieces of information. It's a form of inefficiency. And so because I know that organization is not one of my strong points, I have taken steps to get more organized. And so for me, I like to do research on how other photographers get organized online. I've also taken steps to physically organize my office, which part of that is just getting up and off of my butt and actually organizing my files and getting file cabinets and making sure I have things systematized. And so I ask you, what do you need to get stronger at? What are your weaknesses? I'll share another weakness of mine. For me, I need to make sure I stay on top of my technical photography knowledge. So earlier in this episode, I mentioned that I was trained on Photoshop before I ever owned a camera. And that's just the way my education happened in art school. They made us take a Photoshop class. And, you know, I'm like, what is this? I've never heard of Photoshop. And then I grew to like it and learn it. And it was helpful for me because at the time I was studying graphic design. So I learned graphic design and illustration before I ever stepped into photography. Now, fast forward years later, and I was working for a motorcycle magazine and we were doing our photo shoots in-house. That's when I bought my first camera. So I bought my first camera, 5 years after I learned Photoshop. And while I was in college, they had us take a simple digital photography class. So I had, you know, I had held a camera and kind of knew the basics. But as far as dealing with a camera professionally, that was not until about 5 years after I learned Photoshop. And so today, my tendency is sometimes to over-rely on Photoshop. and I use a host of other software as well. And I'm super comfortable with processing my images. And I have to make sure for me that I don't take shortcuts when I'm in the midst of a shoot and taking those photos. It's easy to think, oh, I'll just fix this in Photoshop because I know Photoshop like the back of my hand. But no, I have to catch myself and make an effort to continue to strengthen my technical photography knowledge, which my tech knowledge is fine, but it can always be better. You know, and I have to make sure I'm not over relying on software. And so there's another example where practical steps for me, I actually take steps through. I read my manual. Yes, I read the manual that came with my camera. I also take online courses. I'm always doing research via blog posts as far as technical techniques to help me take better photos. And so for you, whatever your weaknesses are, maybe it's something that you can educate yourself about. And as I mentioned earlier, maybe it's something that you need to outsource. Another one of my weaknesses is time management. I tend to put too much on my own plate. And so for that, I have actually taken steps to outsource certain things that I don't have time for. For example, I'm working on hiring a social media manager of sorts because I'm not as regular with social media as I should be as far as posting my work and keeping people updated. And so there's an example. I've hired editors. Editors are wonderful for me. They run my life. For this podcast, I have a couple of audio editors, for example. For the writing that I do, I have an editor look over my writing after I write it. And this all ties back to time management because I often find myself split in a million different directions. And so it helps for me to hire help. And I'm also working on time management as far as not pulling myself in a million directions and simplifying my days and my weeks and my months. And so we are all works in progress. I don't want you guys and gals to think that I have everything figured out because I certainly don't. But I'm a heck of a lot better than I was last year and 2 years ago and 5 years ago and even 10 years ago. So next within the SWOT analysis is the O, opportunities. Look at your skill set and your situation and identify the opportunities that may be open to you. And this may take a little more insight, but it can be exciting when you really look at it. And so just to share some of my opportunities that I wrote down in my SWOT analysis, this podcast, for example, creates so many opportunities for me. And it is perfect as far as helping my photography business. I started this podcast so that I can talk to other successful photographers about how they run their businesses. So it's been an educational tool for me to help me grow my business, but it's also a great networking tool in that it puts me in touch. It helps me build relationships with these awesome photographers that I'm chatting with. And opportunities have come from these relationships, and opportunities have come from this podcast, period. So I've mentioned this in other episodes, or I think I have, but Zenfolio.com, they're a service where they create awesome websites for photographers. So if you need a blog, a gallery, a way to sell your images, they're one of the biggest players out there for photographers who need websites and photo hosting. And because of this podcast, I've had the opportunity to lead one of their webinars focusing on website design. So they knew that I had a background in speaking because of the podcast, and we already had an existing relationship as well. But them knowing that I run this podcast and also them knowing that I was very familiar with their system because I'm a Zenfolio user, and I also used to build Zenfolio themes, third-party themes that I used to sell to Zenfolio users. So they knew I had that background knowledge, and they knew that because of this podcast, I'm good with speaking and presenting. And so that led us to working together, doing a webinar. So I hosted one of their webinars, an official Zenfolio webinar, and I believe that that opportunity came in large part because of the podcast. Now, if I had never started the podcast, would I have ever led a webinar with them? I don't know. There's a decent chance that perhaps I may not have. And so there's an opportunity that has come from the podcast. So on my SWOT analysis, my podcast is definitely an opportunity. And I'm excited about the future relationships that I can build because of this podcast. Another opportunity that I wrote down is the fact that I just moved to a new city in Port Huron, here in Michigan. I consider that an opportunity because the city is so locally based. It's not a big city. It's more like a, you could call it a city, you could call it a town. If you're from New York, you'd probably call it a town. So it's not big. Word travels quickly and it's very relationship based. I consider that an opportunity because I'm pretty good with building relationships. And so the fact that I just moved to this area, I choose to view it as an opportunity as I build relationships with businesses. I'm focusing on business photography, and so that involves me going out to the Chamber of Commerce. And when you meet somebody here, you run into them again and again. And you go to different networking events, and you run into the same people, which is cool. That's an opportunity because it's a relationship-building opportunity. And so there's another one of my opportunities. And so for you, look at the opportunities that you have with your situation, with your location, with the different irons that you may have in the fire, or the different projects that you're working on. And so finally, I want to talk about threats. This is the T in the SWOT analysis. So what threats are there that you're able to identify with yourself and with your business? Now, some examples could be physical health, which I wrote that down as a threat for me, just because as I'm getting older, I have been made aware of some particular physical issues that I have with my body. And it's not anything to be alarmed about, but I like to keep health as a priority. And so I know that if I'm not in physical health, my business will suffer. Earlier, I mentioned that I struggle with time management and tend to put too much on my plate. I have gotten to the point where I have been so scatterbrained and crazy and stressed that my health has suffered. Back in 2011, and I've shared this story, I was working, you know, for myself full time, and I looked in the mirror one day and there was a lump growing out of the side of my neck, which is terrifying. And actually, quick correction, I was transitioning to working on my business full time. So I had a full-time job, but I was also taking on clients. So it felt like I was working double time. And I was stressed, and I saw this lump growing out of my neck, and that made me more stressed. And then I started having panic attacks. And then I started going to the doctors because I wanted to know what was growing out of the side of my neck, and it was terrifying. And they said, oh, well, you know, it could be cancer. It wasn't cancer. It turned out to be stressed. And this was after 3 or 4 tests later, which is, by the way, money out of my pocket, money that I didn't feel that I had at the time, which just made me more stressed. And so because of my poor physical health, due to how much stress I was under, I was made far less efficient in my business. My creativity struggled. I struggled to meet deadlines. I struggled to stay motivated. And I know that my bottom line, the money, my income, that was affected negatively as well. And so that's another reason why I write down physical health as one of the threats for me, because I know that when I get stressed, my health suffers and then the whole business suffers. So I need to be aware that I need to stay in good physical health, which means getting away from my computer and taking a walk once in a while, taking a breath, smelling the roses, which literally I like to smell flowers when I'm out walking. I'm that weird person that will stop and lean over and smell flowers when I'm walking. But it helps me. Knowing that I need to watch my physical health has led me to outsource certain tasks that take up too much of my time. So I'm trying not to put too much on my plate. And so I'll hire assistants and editors and people to help me stay organized. So for you, what are some threats to your business? It could be your health. It could be, for example, the physical health of loved ones. And this is not meant to sound cold or anything, but let's say you have aging parents and their health is going down the drain and you're one of their main caretakers. I would write this as a threat just because this is something that could affect your business. It can be draining emotionally to take care of loved ones and when you have to be physically there helping them. And by the way, if you are, hey, that's great. I believe family should help family. So I'm not saying that you should not take care of your loved ones, but just be aware that you'll need to balance this with your business. If you're running a business that pays your bills, you need to have your bills paid so that you can help your loved ones. And so this is more just so that you're aware of the balance that needs to happen. Because if you let certain things drain you, be it taking care of sick family members or getting so stressed that your health goes down the drain, again, that affects your business. And if you can't pay your bills, then that makes you less effective when you're trying to help other people. So I hope that makes sense. And again, I'm not saying don't take care of your loved ones. I'm saying be aware that you have to balance these things out. Another threat, for example, may be the particular city that you live in. If you live in the middle of nowhere and you want to be a wedding photographer and book $5,000 weddings, then your city may not be the best location for that. You may need to look around at other surrounding cities. Photographer Jeffrey Shaw, he mentioned that he actually moved out of his town because the particular high-end market that he wanted to focus on, it was not where he was living. He had to move to a different location. So consider that for yourself. Not saying you necessarily have to move. Like for me, here in Port Huron, it's cool because I have a bunch of other cities within a 60-mile radius of me, or even a 75-mile radius of me. I'm near Metro Detroit, so I have Detroit. I have Grosse Pointe. I have Macomb Township. I have Clinton Township. I have Rochester Hills. I have all these other cities around me, so that if I need to look to a certain demographic, say a higher-end demographic, it's relatively easy for me to look outside of Port Huron if that's something that I wanted to do. So I encourage you to look at that for yourself. So that was the threats. So just to sum up the SWOT analysis, you have your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats. So I encourage you to go through these 4 points for yourself. Even just take half an hour and run through it quickly. It'll be so helpful to get it down on paper, to know what areas you may need to strengthen or work on or educate yourself or outsource or be aware of. I mean, it doesn't have to take, you know, all day to do. Again, just half an hour. And then you can come back and revisit it once a month and update it. And it'll keep you aware of the health of you and your business. So that concludes this episode. That's all I have for you today. I highly encourage you to do a SWOT analysis on yourself and go out and build the photography business of your dreams. I'll talk to you next time. Are you getting ready for your first photo shoot and need to learn some common mistakes to avoid? Or maybe you need to learn how to communicate with your clients and grow your business through email marketing. Or perhaps you're just getting started with your website and you're trying to figure out this WordPress hosting stuff. When you're in business for yourself, it's a lifelong learning process for sure. And that's why I've set up the Pro Photographer Journey Resource Center. You can learn all of this and more through my free and paid self-paced online courses. Each course focuses on these individual topics and is designed to hold your hand every step of the way and help you learn how to run your business more successfully. You'll also find a host of other tools in the Resource Center that are useful for running your photography business, many of which I use myself. From email marketing tools to forming an LLC for your business to cool image editing software, it's there. And wherever possible, I include coupon codes to these online services so that you can grab a discount. So check it out at prophotographerjourney.com/resource center. That's prophotographerjourney.com/resource center.